Now on The Pulse, useful and healthy information for you and your family. It's Northeast Delta Dental Radio with Tom Raffio and the Northeast Delta Dental Team.
Welcome to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. Tom Raffio for Northeast Delta Dental Radio. And I cannot believe, but it's already October 1st and 2nd, depending on when you're listening to this. September literally flew by, but it was a great early fall so far. And with me this weekend is Joe Casper and Holly Haley from Good Life, formerly known as the Centennial Senior Center. But before we get into the specific topic of today, which is Good Life, I'd like Joe... First of all, thank you for joining me this weekend. You don't see enough of me during the week, apparently.
Oh, I just can't get enough of you, Tom.
Too funny. Anyway, so last Friday, of course, we had the world-famous 19th annual Dr. Thurston Carpenter Memorial Golf Tournament in Greenland. Why don't you tell us how that went, since we were promoting it pretty vociferously on the radio, and we ended up with the biggest turnout ever, but tell us about the day last Friday.
Oh, the day was absolutely phenomenal. The rain held off. We were over at Breakfast Hill Golf Club over in Greenland, New Hampshire. Beautiful golf course owned by the Sewell family. Dr. Sewell, of course, is a participating dentist with Northeast Delta Dental. And they were just phenomenal. The family and the staff were gracious. We had a record number of golfers turn out, 93 golfers. The weather was just great. And everybody had a great time on Friday.
They seem to, anyway, and I know I did. I sunk about four long putts, so for me, that made my day. As you know, golfing is not one of my better sports. And tell us also, I know that you had a successful Capital Area race series, and I know you're going to get the race directors together to kind of review the feedback, but what's your assessment of the Capital Area race series, and what do you have in store for 2017 on the running front?
Well, the 2016 Capital Area Race Series runs from the end of March through the end of July. It consists of 8 races. We added a couple of races in there, one new race, and that was the Capital City Classic 10K. It was a great series. We surveyed the participants. They all thought it was great. The price was only $150, and here again, you get all those races for less than $20 a race. And you've got preferred registration and everything else that gets included with that. So it's a fun family race. We saw a lot of family members out this year, from kids 6 years old running a 5K, which is 3.1 miles, getting out there running a 5K race, right up through seniors in their mid-70s. And so it was a little something for everybody, and they're all local races. So you can plan on the series, and we're hoping next year we're going to have a meeting this coming week to start the plan for 2017 Capital Area Race Series. I can't believe we're already thinking 2017. But we're looking to have hopefully the same set of races and the same kind of fun that we have every year. We've certainly adding in the 10K this year. This was one of our challenge races along with the Bill Lutie 5-miler, where you had to do one of those two races along with 5 other ones in order to qualify for the participant prize, which was a very useful today. It was a hooded sweatshirt, very nice material. So, and that was through Runner's Alley, who was one of our sponsors and the race director for the Capital Area Race Series. So, I mean, for the Capital City Classic 10K. So it was a great series. We had a lot of participants. We hope we're going to get many more next year for that up-and-coming series, which we've had in place now for 11 years.
Super. And, of course, Northeast Delta Dental will continue to be the presenting sponsor. We also have Runner's Alley, as you mentioned, and Grapponi. Just want to, since you mentioned the seniors, the more and more seniors are running in these races or walking, that'll be relevant for today's guest. But I want to put a shout-out to my last week's guest, Chris Dunn. And today, if you're listening to this on Saturday, October 1st, at Bretton Woods is the race at Bretton Woods, called a fell race, where you actually have to locate point to point. So it's not only running up the mountain, but there's a certain navigational part of it. So by now, people have already taken off running up the mountain. But Joe, why don't you comment on the race on October 2nd, the Runway 5K? That's
coming up. As a matter of fact, if you're listening this morning, where this show is being broadcast on the weekend. It's happening on Sunday, Sunday, October 2nd, and it's going to start at 10 o'clock. Registration starts at 9. It's up at Concord Airport. It's fast. It's flat, 3.1 miles. And on top of that, we also have an aviation day, which promotes STEM. and STEM education for children. So the science, technology, education, and math is what STEM stands for. And we're going to have free airplane rides for kids 8 to 17 through the Concord Young Eagles. So those are happening during the day. It's going from 9 until 2 in the afternoon, all up at Concord Airport. We have it in a hangar this year where all the vendors are exhibiting. And you can make things, you can try things out, you can test things, you can look at the moon and the stars. We've got astronomers up there. So a whole variety of things that are happening up at Concord Airport. Make sure you stop by, whether it's for an hour or three or more. And if you get a chance, participate in the race because it's fun, it's flat, it's fast. You're going to have a good time.
Well, I'll be there, having coming off of Bretton Woods. I love the flat. And, of course, STEM with my chair of the State Board of Ed hat, science, technology, engineering, math. There was a governor's task force in that, so I'm glad to hear all this. Now, we mentioned seniors a moment ago. So with us this weekend is Holly Haley, who is the executive director of Good Life at Centennial Senior Center. Welcome, Holly. Thank you for joining me and Joe.
Thank you.
And gabbing away with us this weekend. Appreciate it. So tell us about your background. I know you just came up and you started in May. So you're from Texas. So first of all, how have you enjoyed New Hampshire so far? And you brought us, I think, some of the warmest August we've had on record. So you brought that from Texas with you, apparently. But tell us how you made your way up from Texas to New Hampshire.
Well, thanks, Tom. I've actually been up here for 4 years, so I have been through a winter. I went to culinary school back in the late 80s and fell in love with New England. And it took me 27 years to get up here permanently. But I am thrilled to live in New Hampshire. Love, love, love it. I love all the seasons, even the heavy snow. My background is in assisted living and senior care, primarily in the Alzheimer's and dementia arena as executive director. And so I'm thrilled to be a part of Good Life programs and activities. It's a fun new venue for me. And it's just great working with anyone 50 plus, of which I might add, so am I. So I am an active participant of the center.
Well, and join the club. And it's a nice club and a growing club. Northern New England, as you know, I'm sure you know, you have all this data, but New Hampshire, Maine, and Vermont, in terms of average age, three of the oldest or seasoned states, if you will, in the union. Now, Joe, of course, Joe, you got involved with this because several years ago, I volunteered you, so to speak.
That's okay. It was a good volunteer. You did.
Well, then known as the Centennial Senior Center. So tell us your role as on the board and in leadership at this now Good Life at Centennial Senior Center.
Well, I've been with Good Life for the past 5 years. Today, I'm in my third term as board chairman. And we've gone through a phenomenal amount of change since I came on the board. We started as in the West Street Ward House, which is a small building down by McDonald's on the south end. We were sharing that with the Parks and Rec Department. And, of course, when I came on board, the Centennial Senior Center had closed a few years earlier from their original home where Concord Christian Academy is up on Regional Drive today up in the Heights. And so we kind of had gone down into the abyss. We had built a facility back in the early 2000s, thought it would work for the people of Concord. It had an indoor pool and a large atrium and all kinds of meeting rooms. And the board back then and the administration charged a fee, which was unfortunately not what seniors could really afford. And they couldn't afford the building, so they ended up selling the building to Concord Christian Academy. But when I came on board, we were in the process of looking for a new way to be the phoenix and come out of the ashes and reinvent ourselves. And that's exactly what we did. We found a new building. We're over on North State Street across from the prison in the Smokestack Center. And we built a facility that we ripped it right down to the studs and rebuilt it. So it's energy efficient. And when you walk in, there's it's a living room feel. When you walk in, there's comfortable couches and a fireplace, and a pot of coffee always seems to be on the tray for you, ready to sit down and have a sip, whether you want to read a book or a newspaper or just chat with the staff. And there are several meeting rooms that are in there, plus a large gathering room. And when we looked at also not only finding a new place, but we looked at the name, and it said Centennial Senior Center. And I don't know about you, but when I thought of a senior center, I thought of, okay, there's a bunch of little old ladies in the corner knitting and a bunch of old dudes over there in the corner sipping coffee and playing cards. And that's certainly not what we wanted because, as you mentioned, Tom, we're getting to be one of the oldest states in the nation in regards to age. And there are a lot of active seniors, 50 to 75, 85 years old, who are coming in, either just retiring or coming into retirement, who want to stay active, want to find out about things, don't want to go and fall off the face of the earth or just sit there in a corner and knit all day long or play cards all day long. So we've got a whole slew of activities. And we decided that Centennial Senior Center really didn't represent that group. And after an active marketing campaign, we changed it to Good Life. And Good Life is certainly what you come into after spending a lifetime of working for a living. And so we've changed it to Good Life programs and activities. And there are a ton of things going on over there.
So, we'll get to that after break. But, Tolly, what do you think, spend a minute or so on what makes this center different from other senior centers that you're familiar with?
You know, I think one of the biggest things is in the programming, like Joe mentioned. We are offering courses from Zentangle, which is an art class, to acrylics, to yoga. We offer Tai Chi classes, which is very important for balance for all of us in fall prevention. So we're very much on cutting edge of the items and the things that people 50 and older are interested in. We have participants who are in their 70s who are still working, perhaps part-time, but they go on the trips that we offer. So it's not, as Joe mentioned, it's not come and play dominoes and drink coffee. Definitely more active, more involved, more community involved than I would say than a lot of the senior centers.
That's awesome, and I like the emphasis on balance. I know that I've noticed that in myself. I spend a ton of time daily on balance because certainly seems like you read often when a seasoned person falls down in the winter or any time that sometimes can be the beginning of the end, and certainly we don't want to see that.
Absolutely. Yep.
So how many people participate on a daily basis at Good Life, Holly?
On a daily basis, depending on the schedule, there's probably 125 people in and out of the door. It is free to join. The only requirements are that you are age 50 plus and you live in the state of New Hampshire.
All right. We'll expand on that when we get back with Holly and Joe. And the website is goodlifenewhampshire.org. One word, goodlifenewhampshire.org. Please stay tuned with Holly and Joe after commercial break. Welcome back to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. Tom Raffio for Northeast Delta Dental Radio, and I'm also the head coach of the dental insurance company known as Northeast Delta Dental. On that front, by the way, a plethora of citizens in New Hampshire and Maine and Vermont have purchased our individual dental coverage on either the public exchange in New Hampshire, that's healthcare.gov, or on our very simple private exchange, DeltaDentalCoversMe.com. And our new program that you've heard Dr. Mills talk about, and as well as Carl Loeb, the CEO of Provisor, it's called Health Rural Wellness, which really customizes dental programs that you have through your employer. So some of us might need 3 or 4 cleanings a year. Some of us need adult fluoride varnish and other services. And through a process where the hygienist goes through a series of questionnaires, you'll be entitled to those additional benefits if your provisor score is a 3, 4, or 5. But back to my guests, Holly and Joe. So I'm so excited to hear all this, and it sounds like this center is so different from other senior centers. But tell us some of the other activities at Good Life. You've touched on yoga, but there, it sounds like this is so vibrant. I mean, I got this quote from Teresa Clark. Good Life is a fun place to be. There are various programs, including exercise class, gardening hints, computer classes, art and painting classes, and guest speakers. If you enjoy traveling but have no one to go with, there are many fun bus trips that are offered. There is something for everyone with an exclamation point. So that sounds really cool. Tell us about it.
It's just so much fun. We're getting so much feedback from the participants of things. This is their center. So we are really listening to courses and trips and things that they would like to see. Last week, we partnered with New Hampshire Humanities, and we had a gentleman come in and speak on last Monday on movie Mavericks, which is a free seminar in the afternoon. So we have so many vibrant free things that are of interest, I think, to everyone, frankly. So we're really looking at partnering out with different people in the communities, having lots of fun guest speakers, not only the Lunch and Learns, which are free. We had a participant 2 weeks ago lead a potluck that was lovely. We probably had 40 people turn out, and then they all played bunco afterwards, or we all played bunco afterwards. Wow. And had prizes. So we're always looking for new fun things, open to suggestions from everyone. We are looking forward to our winter calendar, which will come out in the Concord Monitor in November, and it will have December, January, and February courses and classes and the free things. But we're really looking to be inclusive of all folks in our community that are 50 and older. We certainly reach out to people in surrounding towns from Concord, and we have probably 50% participants come from outside of Concord, Maine.
We have a unique, since we opened the center back in 2013, we went from 60 participants, which was our average over at the West Street Warthouse, to over 2,400 participants in less than 3 years. And it seems as though when we built this, the former director Vivian Green and myself will looked at what is it that we wanted to offer the people coming in, the baby boomer generation, and we haven't really hit the top of the bubble yet, so we've got a lot more folks coming into that whole retirement age cycle, that 65 plus, in the next few years. And what is it that would attract these folks? And that's how we designed the center, based upon the issues that we had from the past, and today trying to offer something for everybody at all income levels. As Holly mentioned, if you know, there are some programs where you can come in and take exercise classes and stay healthy for free. Holly and I meet on a regular basis on Tuesday mornings, and I watch 60 people walk through the door for a yoga class, for gentle yoga. They fill that huge room, and it's continuing to grow along with other classes that they have. And the nice thing is that you don't have to, you can take classes for free. We have a terminal called My Senior Center, whereby when you come in to register for the first time, you get a little barcode like you do at the pharmacy. And when you come back in, you put the barcode up and it says, "Hi, Joe, what would you like to take today? And here's a list of all the things that are offered in the day." And the other thing we've offered this year, something new, has been the fact that you can now prepay online. So if you go on to goodlifenh.org, you can prepay for classes ahead of schedule. Holly was telling me the other day how a woman came in and prepaid for the whole series from now through November. And so those are some of the things that Good Life offers to people.
And your tagline, I love it, meet, learn, enjoy. And your mission is to promote a community where all adults 50 and old are engaged, supported, and have access to diverse opportunities that will enhance their wellness and their lives. So one of the programs you briefly mentioned, Think Zentangle, is that how you pronounce it?
Zentangle.
Zentangle. So tell us, because I'm entangled with that word pronunciation, but tell us what Think Zentangle is.
It's so interesting. It is led by an instructor. She promises me that anyone can do it. And it's a series of lines. So she will draw something, and it's projected on the wall. It is very relaxing, or so they say. And there are little lines, and you move the lines, and it makes a design. There are other classes you can add color to it. She's doing an advanced Zentangle class. But it's very popular across the United States. So there is some concentration. At the same time, it is relaxing, and the group is fun. I can hear them laughing from my office. And a lot of those groups will meet each other and stay together, moving on to other classes. So it definitely forms community within the community.
Great. And what are your hours of operation?
We are open Monday through Thursday from 8 to 6, and on Fridays from 8 to 4:30.
And you're located at 254 North State Street.
That's right. We like to say just past the cemetery, but before you get to the prison.
Two landmarks there.
There you go.
And the number is 228-6630.
That's right.
For a lot of the programs, it's free. For yoga, for example, there might be a small
$30 charge for 6 weeks. So it's one class a week, breaks down to $5 each. Some classes are free to join. Some are, the art classes tend to be a little bit more, $60 for a 6 week session. But we just had an art class that said, you know, we'd like to do a mixed media class. We talked about it. The instructor said, sure, let's not do just pastels or just acrylics or just chalk. So we put together a class based on what the participants wanted, and it's up and rolling.
Great. Again, the number is 228-6630, and the website is goodlifenh.org, goodlifenh, all one word, .org. So what do you see on the horizon for Good Life? I mean, obviously, the Phoenix analogy was great, Joe, because I got you involved with Vivian as you were emerging from that, and now it seems like it's so vibrant. So, of course, we all know it's an ever-changing world, and you know, this competition everywhere to some extent, although obviously there's an older population that's growing. So it seems to me you're on the catbird seat, but I'm sure that between you and Holly, you have some things in mind for the future of Good Life.
Well, you're right. There's nothing as constant as change. This year, we put together a walking path on the property. It's probably a third to a half of a mile. There's a couple of different paths. We got some sponsorships and donations, so we're going to have a grand opening of the path on Thursday,
October 6th,
and at 2:30, is it
10:30?
At 10:30 in the morning, the mayor is going to be there. I think the police chief's going to be there, and a few other dignitaries are going to be there to help us open the path. So it'll provide a nice opportunity. And then we've got some growth planned for that path. So we'll have an area where we'll clear out and we'll be able to have art classes out there. They overlook the bluff, which will be some nice opportunity for some paintings and drawings in that regard. And we'll continue to add to that. And then the other thing is that, you know, we're not the only senior program in town or in the area. Our goal is not to be the biggest and the best, but to collaborate with others so that we can provide something for everybody. And we all share either instructors or experiences so that the seniors, the upcoming seniors, the boomers, along with everybody else who is already in that senior realm, can also participate. And it could be that, you know, it's not just in Concord. It could be in Penacook up at the community center. We want to work with the Center for Health Promotion, with the hospitals. And so we're looking for more collaborative efforts going forward.
Love that word, collaboration, and of course, the rising tide helps everybody. So, Holly, what do you see? You've obviously brought a whole new energy level here, along with Joe's passion. So as you have observed the participants, such as Margaret Dinger, who writes, "I feel like this is my second home. I have met a lot of great people and made friends. My spirits are always up when I walk into the door. I like Tai Chi, the luncheons, the classes for the learning, and the great entertainment." So this really must make you engage, Holly. And so I'm sure you have some ideas brewing.
I just, you know, every day is different. Every minute is different. And I love visiting with the participants coming in. One of our oldest participants is 95. It's a gentleman who lives in Bow, and he comes in for yoga classes. So it's so much fun to watch the center grow, to see people bringing their friends into the center. And I see us growing not only in participants and also the courses, but there is some possibility for expansion at the Smokestack Center and to add some actual real estate so we can continue to add more things and grow.
And you, the funding really is based on an endowment?
Yeah, we have we're fortunate that when the original Centennial Home, which is now the Centennial Hotel, closed back in the late 1990s, the sale of that property plus some trust from the last of the residents who were there amounted to a $10 million endowment. Today we have half of that because of cost of building that original building. But we've been fortunate, especially since the building was sold and we went to West Street back in the early 2000s, we've been able to, through investments that and good management of the funds, we've been able to maintain that $5 million corpus. And we use some of that certainly for operating expenses, but we've hired a new development director, Susan Greenblatt, who is right now out on maternity leave, but she'll be back shortly, and she's been leading some fundraising campaigns, and we've got a very active board that's a participative board as well.
That's great. It's always important to have that that board governance. I'm sure Holly knows that. The number again is 228-6630, and the website is goodlifenh.org, one word. So final thoughts from you, Holly and Joe?
Well, I would just like to ask everyone who's interested, give us a call, stop by, have a cup of coffee, visit with us and get to know Good Life, and just know that we have an open door.
And we get to hear your Southern accent too, so that's really.
I thought I lost that.
Ah, no, it's really. It's nice. It's nice, Joe.
You know, this is the place to be if you're newly retired or you're partially retired and you're looking for something to do, whether some physical activity or now's the time in your life that you've got some time and you want to take some trips. We've got trips that are one-day trips, some shorter trips, some longer trips. There's something for everybody at Good Life. The important thing is stop by, check us out, talk to the staff, and see all the things that are offered, and we're sure you're going to want to come back for more and more visits.
Great. Thank you, Joe. Holly, thank you. You're a great addition to the community. Tom Raffio will return next weekend with more of Northeast Delta Dental Radio.